Playing with buttons.
I figured that much out.
Playing with buttons that aren't cooperating is, you know, I got a little bit distracted during the break. Had a caller suggesting that, hey, this healthcare plan, why don't we get all of our congressmen and senators and everybody to accept the same healthcare plan as John Q. Public? That's a nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice idea, but they will always vote to protect themselves.
It seemed like they tried to rush it a little too much, in my opinion, but who knows. Yeah, it's interesting. But, and of course, there's still Hagel. I'm just looking at the national news wire right now. Of course, the big news now is working on the Supreme Court nominee, working on that.
Hmm.
The rest of it comes out of London, Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he looks forward to welcoming new U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, to Israel. So that's another top story.
That's our national headlines for the day, huh?
Yeah, and Moscow, Russian opposition leader, has been jailed for 15 days. Yeah, interestingly, those are the top headlines today. A little bit on the quiet side, knock on wood.
537-1350 is the number to call. We got about 8 minutes remaining in the program if you have any things that you'd
budget
like to comment
tax
about.
Plan.
Couple of station-related things that we will talk about. We have that Kubota zero-turn mower that
yes.
we're giving away, and details are on our website. And, of course, you know, we have opportunities for you to become an instant qualifier, or you can get registered this week at The Fridge. The Fridge has a big promotion, a big fundraiser for No Stone Unturned Foundation coming up this Saturday, April 1st, at the Bluemont Hotel. And we continue to have information on that. But The Fridge is where you can see the mower today and through the rest of the week, and also get yourself registered to become one of 10 qualifiers to win that. That's over $5,000 worth of lawn mowing excellence.
And all this rain, you're going to be needing to mow.
You know, I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to be able to mow. I have not yet mowed. I have a neighbor that's mowed, but I have not yet. And it doesn't look like it really truly needs to be mowed yet, but that will change. That will change soon. And boy, I tell you what, that rain couldn't have come at a better time. We needed it badly.
Starting to green up.
We have needed it badly. Things are starting to look green, and that's one of the things that I love about this area.
Mm-hmm.
When it greens up, this is just absolutely just lovely, lovely country. Take a drive, or in your case, a ride through the Flint Hills and take in the beauty, the splendor of the Flint Hills, a wonderful natural environment that sometimes we just take for granted.
We had a gal visiting us from Michigan for the last 2 weeks. She comes in and works with our horses, and she was very, very impressed by our restaurant, strangely enough. She thought we had some really excellent restaurants.
Well,
she didn't like the wind so much. You know, I was thinking of the weather with her and the change. I think the Sunday night she got here, it was, you know, kind of chilly, and then it got really hot, and then it was chilly again, and the wind has just been crazy the last few weeks. She could not get over that. She said she had not remembered Kansas was
She's
that windy.
She's still here?
No, she
She's
took
still
off.
In the area?
We had to take her to...
Because we don't have hardly any wind today.
Manhattan Regional Airport, shout out. She was also very impressed because she comes in every year, and this is she hadn't been here in a while and was quite impressed with the Manhattan Regional Airport and all the changes. But we had to take her bright and early at 5 a.m. on Sunday for her flight out of Manhattan Regional. So
how convenient.
Yeah, I had to get up at 4 o'clock like I usually do, you know, on a Sunday.
On a Sunday, that should.
Went home, went back to bed, to be honest, but yeah.
I slept in Saturday. Friday night, I went over to Salina to go see a concert, Kansas.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that was.
They were
so
here at
good.
McCain. How many years ago?
It's been 5 years. Five years.
And then we saw them there.
Yeah, and that was with the K-State Symphony, which. Kansas, you know, so much of their music is classically influenced, and it's been that way since the beginning. You know, they still have strings involved, not just guitars, within all of their music. David Ragsdale is the current guy that's on the violin. Oh my goodness, he was good.
And that's part of what makes him so special.
You know, I made a comment on Facebook that, you know, I just, you know, listening to Dust in the Wind live, and even though Steve Walsh isn't the lead singer anymore, Ronnie Platt did a terrific job. He does have some resemblance. His voice does have some resemblance to Steve Walsh. He doesn't quite have the power that Steve Walsh used to have, but then Steve Walsh doesn't have that power
no.
like he used to have. And I posted the dust and the wind, and, you know, hearing it live is just breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely a beautiful, beautiful piece of music, lyrically and instrumentally.
I would agree. Wayward Son, I like too.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah, mm-hmm. They did that. That was kind of interesting how they pulled that off. But the Stiefel does a great job over there bringing in great acts. And, you know, and that's probably not.
Ned Dunham there.
Jeff Dunham?
Oh, Jeff Dunham, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jeff Dunham.
Who did you say?
I think
never
I said
mind.
Ned, but I don't know where that came from. Yeah, Jeff Dunham.
I like Jeff Dunham.
Oh, I saw him probably about 10 years ago, and uh-huh. I think it was one of my early dates with my now husband, and we just laughed so hard, our stomachs hurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that was also there.
Yeah. Well, it was neat. I saw some old friends.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Scott Rhodes used to work here. He and his wife were there, came from Topeka to see the show. And Kansas is doing several of these. This is the 40th anniversary of Left Overture, the album.
Mm-hmm.
And they incorporate, basically, their playlist includes the entire album of Left Overture, front to back.
Hmm.
No flipping of the album in between or the clicks and the A-tracks. That was just remarkable. It was a 2.5 hour long concert, Kathy.
Boy.
2.5 hours long. And they had an encore, and I tell you what, and I know that here we probably have a stronger allegiance to the group Kansas than what may be out there and, you know, in other states.
Mm-hmm.
But
they are local guys.
My, I mean, they were so welcomed and appreciated and tremendous standing ovation. It was just a remarkable show. They have several more of these 40th anniversary Left Overture shows. I know there's going to be one at the Hartman Center. I think TPAC's having them. There's a lot of those shows that are coming on. So
10 years is too long to go.
KansasBand.com. We'll get you details. Let's go back to the phones.
Not 10 years, 5 years.
Good morning. You're on K-Man.
Thank you. I wanted to end your show in what I consider an upper.
Oh, bless your heart.
That's the fact that the Manhattan Public Library had their annual book sale a few weeks ago, and they did fantastically. And I just want to thank all the people that attended. That really, that money that they earned there goes right back into the library to help it perform some of the duties they do, like for the summer reading program for adults and children. And there is a corner of the book of the library, in case you didn't know, that you can buy books year round that are reasonably priced and really neat titles. So thank you for everyone for supporting the Manhattan Public Library.
Good comments there.
What a wonderful way to end things. And I love my books.
We still got 2 minutes,
library.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
We still got 2 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
CFA Awards tonight. And by the way, appreciate your comments, you know, and those are wonderful things that, you know, here, once again, we talk about all the different things that we have. We have a very active community.
Yes, we do.
A lot of things that are going on, and a lot of people that truly care to help out others in one way or another, and a community made up of a lot of people that volunteer and make tremendous personal sacrifices of time and their monies and such to make things even better around here.
That's why we like calling it home.
It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It is so cool to be a part of this area. Anyway, CFA Awards tonight, 6:15 is the opening for the social time.
And we had the reminder.
Presentation begins at 7 o'clock.
From a listener about March 30th, Conversation on Race and Reconciliation, a faith-based dialogue, and that is at the library. So
yeah,
another thing to be aware of.
Lots of things going on.
Lots of city discussions we've been talking about.
Got the brawl crawl tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club casino night, Friday night.
Busy times.
Pink and purple polyester party. Cancer.ksu.edu. Get your tickets. And then the barbershop show.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of cool things.
Definitely.
Thanks, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Always fun to be part of Open Phones tomorrow on K-Man. What do we got?
And tomorrow,
oh, I gotta make you look it
actually,
up.
Actually,
huh?
I do have it, and Pottawatomie County folks will be in. I'm not sure who yet, but I'll know by the end of the day. So we'll have probably a commissioner and maybe one of the officials. Also, Joe Maceberg Tomlinson and Terry McCants with the K-State Global Campus on summer school, and it should be an interesting discussion.
CBS News is next, followed by the Clark Howard Show. Have a great day.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State.